You know, that gets us into the conversation of 8K is around, right? So is it, are we going to play, like, where are we there?
So we had 8K TVs 2 years ago, and it's just a waiting for a market maturation. I think it's going to be a little bit slower of a roll than 4K was. Just like, you know, it's kind of, it's that pipeline, you know, getting that pipeline out there to get it. But, you know, we've had it. We're ready when the market is.
Welcome into the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. The TV market's always an interesting one to follow because it seems like there's so much innovation in a space that at the same time, it feels like how much more can we really squeeze out of what's going into that black box that hangs on our wall. But companies always find a way, and especially, you know, when you talk about companies that are really pushing the envelope in the space and doing what they can to not only make this a more exciting time for consumers that are, you know, consuming these products and using them and enjoying entertainment on their TVs, but the companies that sell them as well, and the independent retail channel, obviously a major part of pushing this TV industry out to consumers. And the brand I'm speaking of more specifically, if you're listening to this episode, watching this episode, you see the title, so you know we're talking about TCL, and more specifically, Bruce Walker, product evangelist. Still my favorite title in all of the TV industry, product evangelist there at TCL. Bruce, a guy that, you know, we love to have on the podcast and chat about not only what TCL's doing, but more specifically, the TV industry as a whole is doing, and how things are being innovated and improved upon in a space where, again, it feels like how much more can you really squeeze out of, you know, the content and what we're watching on TV and how good it looks and all that sort of stuff. But fun to pick his brain. And of course, when we get together at a prime time, no better place to do it than to sit down and chat with a couple microphones in front of our faces. So that's what we get to do today with Mr. Walker and the TCL brand. So they're coming also, you know, off of a really awesome time for them. They just completed the first season as the official display partner for the NFL. So we get to chat about that. And what a season to do it too. You know, you talk about some earned media value and reaching new audiences. Not only were they, you know, this is the first season for that, but to get to do it with a brand in and of itself that is Taylor Swift and the audience that she brought in. So we dive into that a little bit, and you know, lots of fun things to chat about with Bruce always. So let's just get into it. This is Bruce Walker of TCL here on the Independent Thinking Podcast. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast, and you know it's a prime time when we're talking to Mr. Bruce Walker of TCL, product evangelist. Yes, yes. Mr. Walker, how you doing?
Great, thanks. Thanks for having me back, Rob. It's always fun to come here and talk to you. It's a fun show in Vegas. It's always exciting. It's great to be back.
Can't go wrong. So how are things on the – we'll start right at prime time. You know, how are things – on the floor for you guys? What's the show looking like?
Very fun. Yep. Very exciting stuff. You know, we're our big partner is O'Rourke, our distributor partner here, and between their customer base and the customer base that you bring in, incredible relationships, and really acceptance is a real a word that keeps coming to mind with me. And you know, we've been doing this a long time with TCL, where people would walk in and squint and go ooh and try to remember it, and now again, it's they're looking at us in different lights. We have lots of exciting stuff happening at TCL to make that happen.
So how's business right now? We're coming off of you know, the hot time of year, right? Super Bowl season.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Super Bowl was great for us. We'll talk about that a little bit. The sure. exciting part, but in terms of how's business, getting great. It's fantastic. As of end of 2023, we ended up number two in unit sales for the fifth year in a row. Yeah. Very exciting. A very telling statistic that I'm excited about is we went from number five to number three in revenue share.
Oh, wow.
So that's to me indicating that we're selling our good commodity stuff that's fantastic, but people are accepting us to want to have a nice big TCL TV in their living room. So that's very exciting news for us.
Well, I contribute. I have to say, since we last talked, I don't think I ever told you this. I contributed to that.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You know, we added a little bit. You know, it's cool to be able to go into a store and you know, see that brand, and you know, I know the last time we did talk, it was the start of right before preseason might have been going
on. Yeah.
But you know, right before the official kickoff of the NFL season, so to be able to walk into a store, see that branding, it hits you, man.
Yeah, like,
when
see
the
boxes
alongside other brands, and You got to, I think mine had DK Metcalf on it.
Yeah, okay,
So, you know, to be able to see these known names on the packaging, I know it was, you were just diving into your first NFL season with that partnership, so coming out the other side, 17-week season and a Super Bowl. We haven't went through the playoffs since the last time we talked.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, the season itself
was something separate, talking about
the Patriots
not that I'd want to with the Eagles either.
Right.
What a collapse.
Oh my God, that's crazy. But yeah. It was amazing season for us. Amazing partnership with the NFL. Having customers walk into a store and see a football player with a helmet, with a team logo, and it's an actual football player resonates. One of the stats we heard last year, 88 of the top 100 most watched broadcasts were football games. So to have that partnership coming out of CES, the big partner, we had amazing things going on at the Super Bowl. We had events there, and the biggest takeaway from me that just made me so excited is we did a Super Bowl experience. That it was a convention center in Mandalay Bay, twice the size of this, and everybody was there doing stuff. And we had set up a desk similar to this, where we would have NFL broadcasters here, and an attendee could sit here and call a play on their recording. And what I liked is I kind of hung on the outside watching people walk by, and the attitude they walked by, be like, oh, TCL's doing this broadcast, this and that, and the TVs. It wasn't like, who is TCL? Why are they here? Right. It's like they're walking by the Toyota booth. They recognized the name and accepted us, so it was really exciting for us.
I wonder some of those fans, so it was like they got the chance to do color commentary.
Absolutely,
I wonder if they did a better job than Tony Romo fumbling over Jim Nance at the end of the Super Bowl, man.
Exactly, right.
Well, what a season to, like, you picked a, not to, you know, dive too deep into NFL season, but, like, what a season to pick, too, with everything Taylor Swift and what she brought to the league and more eyeballs. I can only imagine the unintended, like, additional marketing that achieved.
That's, you know, when you look at the demographics and you look who TV companies need to appeal to now, you look at her audience, boom, that's awesome. Yeah, what a great season.
Absolutely. So, and you mentioned the busy CES, right? There's a lot of product intros for you guys.
Oh, man, we are very excited.
So for those that missed the news or didn't, you know, see what happened at CES, give us that little recap of what, because you had, what, mini LED, a massive, what, 115-inch
yeah,
so, TV, all kinds of sound bars. Incredible.
Absolutely. So, yeah, whole new lineup for us this year. And, again, I could talk for a half hour. I won't go into the details. We can do another one to follow up. But the big takeaway, again, is bigger and better. You know, we've gotten our booth. You might have seen our 98 inches on display here. Incredibly affordable, easy to get access to, and really, you know, letting people know that mindset is, if they have to settle for the 85, you're still getting an 85-inch TV. And really, those large screen sizes are exciting, because back in my day, how close you sat was determined by the resolution. You can't sit too close because you'll see all the pixels. Yep. Now with so much 4K content, now we're switching to talking about immersion. So you want to sit a 98-inch TV, you want to sit 9 feet from it and get that looking out the window look. So we've done that. We actually introduced a 115-inch TV coming to market, the world's largest QD mini LED, and we're really leveraging our strengths as being vertically integrated. You know, we make our own stuff. So we've got a whole new line of Q-class TVs, our Quantum Dot TVs. You know, we introduced the world's first big screen Quantum Dot TV in 2015, so we're on the forefront there. We're really trying to redefine mini LED as a great solution for customers, because like everything our industry does, the water's gotten a little muddied about what mini LED is. Right. And you can have an underperforming mini LED, but the fact tag says mini LED on it. Yeah. So we're trying to say, you know, TCL's mini LED TVs are QD mini LED, which means you're going to have a substantial number of mini LEDs, a substantial number of zones, a substantial amount of brightness, because there's like sometimes we did with contrast ratio. Again, sometimes the numbers got a little crazy, but we're understanding that we want a bright TV. Not necessarily, you don't need a 5,000 nit TV to watch the ball game. Right. You want for those little specular highlights, that explosion, that lightning bolt, and that's we're looking to leverage that and just get that big performance envelope.
I'm glad you're kind of diving into content too, right? Because how are you feeling? Like 4K, it feels like we're getting there with 4K, right? We're starting, you know, YouTube TV streaming in 4K, like all these services adding 4K to what they're doing, their packages. How are you feeling about content on the 4K side.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's amazing to see. Like I said, just there's some in the world of streaming. There's some, if you want 4K, it's a couple extra bucks a month. So there's a little bit of that learning curve about what the market wants.
Right.
It's
available.
All the
right?
streaming services, every still, down to Paramount, HBO Max, all those things like that. And then everything you're seeing more and more HDR content,
yeah.
which I think is just as big a benefit as resolution, is that high dynamic range.
Right. So exactly.
Brighter colors, more vivid colors, that they're doing that as well. So it's very exciting now that the streaming is, and that we've really pivoted to that cutting the cord thing is very exciting.
No, absolutely. And I know too, that gets us into the conversation of 8K is around, right? So is it, are we going to play cat? Like, where are we there? Like, what's the conversation?
There's always
there?
Been. So we had 8K TVs 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just a waiting for a market maturation, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit slower of a roll than 4K was. Just like, it's kind of, it's that pipeline.
Yeah.
Getting that pipeline out there to get it. But, we've had it. We're ready when the market is.
Well, the other thing, too, is like, you TVs do a great job, especially the smart processing within internally, right? A lot of that upscaling to be able to get the content to match, maybe not match per se, right?
Yeah,
get very close to the content.
And that's another big thing we announced this year. In the world of processing and motion handling, all that, to me, a lot of people, the enthusiasts say, like, Sony's here. And then there's everybody else, not quite as good as Sony. We've made really big strides, and we actually, this year, we're going to have 3 levels of our AIPQ processor to handle the upconversion, the motion handling, the thousands. We're going to have a TV with 20,000 zones of local dimming. You need horsepower and a processor to be able to do that. So we're proud that we've made really big strides. And again, that's all part of our vertical integration, that it's our chip, being able to do everything, the panels, the backlights,
absolutely.
All us.
Oh, and I know, too, like the... Next, the consumer in me, the TV consumer in me, the numbers, the 4K, 8K, 16K, I know, right? Has a lot to do with pixel, how condensed they are, capacity, that sort of thing, and screen size.
Absolutely.
Able to go bigger, right?
Yep.
Is there ever a point where you feel like there's diminishing return, like it's not going to look better?
It's really, the screen size really is about the immersion. I said all of our large team screens now are 4K.
Right.
We're saying you can sit 11 feet away from your 115 inch.
That's unbelievable. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And that again, that's
puts you in the world.
And it's changing the conversation about short throw projectors and stuff. It's like you can hang that TV in your wall and not worry about keystone and not worry about hitting the projector and not worry about ambient light.
Right.
That's really where we're targeting the true home theater enthusiast with TVs in this giant screen size.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing is, like, the bigger seems to be the innovation, but in reality, there's so much more behind the scenes. So while necessarily like the sizing of a TV might seem like the only innovation happening, it's really not. And I have to imagine for you, and kind of the world you've been in, throughout your career, this has to be. Is this one of the more exciting times?
It's a golden era. I mean, we've looked back and we lived through 3D and curved.
Right.
There was a dubious customer benefit, but now HDR.
Yeah.
The people that make content love Dolby Vision as much as the consumer, and everybody in between realize it's a real benefit. So
it's interesting because so much innovation in consumer tech always felt like you look around, right? It's like shapes and size and of the product and what it looks like, not so much what it does. And for the TV, it's become all innovation in the space has become all about what it does.
It's picture quality, absolutely.
Yeah.
They say it's a golden era now between having content to feed the TVs.
Right.
That allows us to ramp things up and make better performing TVs for customers.
It's awesome, man. Yeah. Well, excited to have you on and catch up for a little bit. And, we could tell. We'll have to do one on, dive deep into the
absolutely.
Tech and all that sort of stuff.
Anytime you're ready,
get
absolutely.
Get a little geeky on and nerdy
absolutely.
On the display. So this was fantastic.
Do. Always, thank you for having me. Great time as always. A great show. Thank you. And obviously all of your customers, our shared customers, are what make this event spectacular. Great, great group of folks.
Great catching up.
All right, thank you.
Awesome. And thanks again to Bruce. Like I said, just a fun man to pick his brain and knows so much, so knowledgeable about the TV industry and the technology that goes inside of these products that hang on our walls and stand on our media centers and just see where he thinks it's going too. Because obviously, playing a big role there at TCL, but knowing about the direction and trends impacting this industry, always good to be able to catch up and see what's going on. So appreciate him doing that and taking the time and stepping over to the booth there at Primetime. And as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.